Now, the generic theme of this is horsemen.
Uh-huh.
And he did a lot of paintings on horsemen.
Yes.
Because he was a cavalryman.
Of course.
In the Cossack army.
It's in his blood.
Denik, a Cossack, I ask
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
He was in Denikin's 8th Army in the end, in a particular, at the moment, I can't forget, remember the name of his regiment, but I could easily check it. But anyway, the first and foremost, it's a horseman, a Cossack. Secondly, it is a warrior horseman, which he knew.
Mm-hmm.
They all were.
Yes, of course.
Mm. And in particular in wartime. Now, the specific genesis of this image would be from several sources in his memory. First of all, the bearded Cossacks, or cavalrymen, whom he commanded during the war, from the age when he was a lieutenant at 17 and a lieutenant colonel at 22, because he went on fighting until he was 22. And he commanded a heap of Cossacks whom he used to call my men, my horsemen, my cavalrymen. My Cossacks was his way of expressing it. And this image of these bearded horsemen would be fused always with the timeless Cossack rebel hero Stenka Razin.
So it's related very closely to another one.
Indeed it is.
Yeah.
He couldn't separate. He even did Stenka Razin over our fireplace as a mural in Stalingrad.
Photographs.
Yes. And also, he had by this time the image of the Australian bearded horseman rebel Ned Kelly in his head. And at this time, he was painting a lot of watercolours in which he did a Ned Kelly in his armour with his headgear.
Long before Sidney Nolan.
Oh, long before Nolan did it. Now, so here's a wild man on a horse.
Yes.
And he is a warrior. He's got a beard. He's a Cossack. He's Stenka Razin. And it's important to know what Stenka Razin did in Cossack history, why he is a hero. If you can be bothered listening to a bit of history. This is how Danila explained it to me. He said, we Cossacks were not Russians, we're not an ethnic group. We happen to be a cultural group living in a certain area along the banks of the Don. We're rich farmers because we had 40 feet of black earth under us. And everything was owned communally by the whole tribe, and we could never be subdued. And the czars over the centuries had managed to make serfs of everybody else in all their empires, but not the Cossacks. And he said the Cossacks consisted not only of escaped serfs, of whom there were many, but Chinese and Negroes. And all kinds of people, so long as they accepted the Cossack ethic, which was simply that we give one man, the utter man, 3 years absolute power, and if we don't like him, we kick him out at the end of 3 years. Absolute equality for women. Women had all equal, in fact, they were in fear of their women, most of the Cossacks. They were so ferocious. He said, we kept our freedom. By our having horses, by our refusal to submit to the Tsar's attempts to subdue us. And instead of waiting to be subdued, Stenka Razin raised a Cossack army of 2 million men. And they built enormous war boats that looked like Viking boats, very similar in shape, and he painted them over our fireplace in Stalingrad.